Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother and friend. I am here today to celebrate the new year with you. The beginning of a new year has the meaning of a fresh start for you. And many of you long for a sense of purpose and meaning in your life, to know what to focus on. And there are many issues, problems, challenges that the world outside brings to you. But from my perspective, the most important thing for you is to realize, to remember who you are as a lightworker soul. The fresh start that you are looking for, the sense of meaning that you are yearning for, has to do with recognizing who you are at the core of you, at the soul level. On this level, you are not a mere human who's trying to survive the challenges that everyday life on earth poses to you. On this level of the soul, you had a purpose, a sense of direction before you came, before you were born into this life. And it's in fact by connecting with this purpose that you feel your life makes sense, that it becomes meaningful. The meaning is created or produced, so to speak, from the inside out, never from the outside in. And the main purpose of all my messages through Pamela is to remind you first that you are lightworker souls, and second, what it means to be a lightworker soul in this world, and third, what happens when you don't realize or remember that you are a lightworker soul. Because if you don't, you get into psychological problems, issues, because you don't fit in, and then the sense of meaninglessness grows. And so I have been telling you a lot about your origin and history as lightworker souls throughout the many channelings, the many messages I gave to you before. Most important to remember is that you are a soul who is in a transition from ego or fear-based awareness to heart or love-based awareness. You are, when you started this lifetime, you were on the soul level already in the middle of this transition from ego to heart. And in this regard, you are running ahead of mainstream consciousness on earth, which is still largely caught up in ego-based consciousness. Even though things are changing, consciousness is slowly waking up on Earth, but you are ahead of mainstream or collective consciousness. And this poses specific challenges to you on the human level. Often, you are different as a child. You are more sensitive. You think more deeply about the questions of life. Why am I here? Why does it all feel strange? Doesn't make sense. You have a well-developed sense of empathy, and therefore you are acutely aware of the suffering, dishonesty, cruelty, and violence that you witness around you. As a child, you were often older than your age. And many of you had a hard time fitting in. Many of you are quite solitary by nature and also are rebellious in the sense that you have a hard time obeying or following authorities that say or do things that don't make sense to you. So you are individualistic. You like to be your own boss, so to speak. Even though you may be gentle and kind in character, there is this rebellious anti-authoritarian side to you very clearly as well. And this all ties in with the fact that you don't fit into mainstream consciousness. And in fact, because you are ahead of it, you also feel the strong desire, sometimes not really consciously, the desire to change things, to bring in a new type of awareness that elevates mainstream consciousness and makes people more aware of the possibilities of a heart-based way of dealing with life, with all kinds of situations. You are idealistic and you remember somehow a frequency of consciousness that is not yet widespread on Earth, but that you somehow remember from dimensions or realms of being that you dwelled in before you came to Earth. You often have a sense of not belonging or homesickness. And when you feel down, you can sometimes have an active desire to leave this planet and go home, between quotation marks. You want to retreat back into a frequency, a realm of being which is more natural to you, more loving, more kind, more heart-based. And so knowing this about yourself is important because it explains why you feel the way you do. And apart from understanding yourself and remembering yourself, it's important to do something with this awareness that is ahead of mass consciousness, you are, as I said, in the middle of a transition. You are moving towards heart-based consciousness, but you're still struggling with fears, insecurity, anger, resistance. And it's part of your life's purpose to come to terms with these emotions, to come to terms with your inner darkness, in other words. But on the other hand, it's just as important to express your light, the part of you that already is in tune with heart-based awareness. It's important to somehow express that light in your everyday lives. And the title of today's message is Teachers in Training. And that's who you are. You are in the process of becoming a guide or teacher for the ones who are more stuck in ego-based awareness than you are. So even though you are still struggling to come to terms with emotions such as fear and anger and sadness, etc., and judgments, even though you haven't fully gone through the transition yourself, you are at the same time a teacher. There is a light inside you, a light that sets you apart. And if you don't use it, nurture it, express it in some way, then you start to feel depressed or things don't make sense to you anymore, because this part of you wants to be seen and felt and recognized. First of all, by you yourself. And I'd like to suggest to you now that you become quiet on the inside. Take a moment to really slow down. Breathe consciously. And let go of thinking. Relax. Feel your body. Focus on your heart. Remember yourself. And then say to yourself, I am a teacher. Say these words. I am a teacher. And see how these words affect you. When I say to you that you are a teacher, I'm not speaking primarily about what you have to do in the outside world, actions you have to undertake, activities. It's not about that primarily. It's about a certain frequency, a vibration, an awareness inside you . I am a teacher. Feel the vibration of the teacher inside you. It's the part of you that has so much depth and compassion. Having gone through the extremes of life on earth, of duality, the ups and downs. You know what it's like to go through these depths. And therefore, there is deep compassion in your heart. This is Christ consciousness, by the way. And there's the ability inside you to truly understand and forgive anything that a human being could do or be or say. This space is inside you. Focus on this space and feel the incredible beauty and magic and love inside this space. It's you. It's your heart-based awareness. This makes you a teacher. The quality of being a teacher is in your frequency, in the consciousness inside you. And be aware of it. Don't hide it. Often in quiet moments, when you're just observing life, people, situations, when you are reflecting on life, when you feel peaceful, this vibration inside you is very pure and loving. Also, in moments of extreme crisis, you become very still and compassionate and wise. This is Christ consciousness inside you. But as soon as you try to express this part of you in everyday life, you run into difficulties. And what happens is that this very pure part of you kind of clashes with your personality part that is still stuck in ego-based awareness, still struggling with all types of emotions, feeling unworthy, feeling insecure, feeling frustrated, feeling like you don't fit in, that you are different, you feel misunderstood, all this psychological complex that is characteristic of many lightworker souls. It kind of, when it comes together with this pure heart-based awareness inside you, then certain issues arise, which are almost universal in lightworker souls. And I'd like to highlight two issues that I see many of you struggling with. First is the fear of expressing yourself on a practical level. Many of you carry inside what I would call the trauma of rejection, which goes back to past lives in which many of you as lightworkers were condemned or persecuted or even killed for expressing this new type of awareness which didn't fit into the old. So you carry this fear of expressing yourself and the urge to just hide and not be too different anymore. And it's important when you encounter this issue, this fear and this trauma inside you, it's important to, first of all, understand that it's your life's purpose to deal with this wounded part of you. It's not something that you need to get rid of as soon as possible. It's really part of your soul's plan to come to terms with this fear in a most gentle and patient way. So be patient with yourself, be loving and understanding about the fears of self-expression inside you. Take it step by step, even though on some level you are a teacher, truly ahead of collective consciousness, but there's also this wounded child, this wounded part inside you that needs care and attention, and not it needs to not be forced to do anything. Part of you is idealistic and eager to change things, but stay in touch with the wounded or insecure or traumatized child inside you, asking her or him what it needs from you to feel safe again. And the second thing, or the second difficulty many of you run into it when you try to express that heart-based consciousness inside you, when you try to express yourself as a teacher, is that the angry or impatient part of you can rise to the surface, and then when it mixes with this pure frequency inside you, you become a teacher who is compassionate on the one hand, but also can be judgmental, impatient, and too eager to change things swiftly. So you then get the image of a teacher who means well, but who pushes too hard. And pushing too hard means you lose your true sense of compassion and understanding. True teaching means that you deeply accept that things are as they are for now, and that there are reasons behind it. And true teaching means that you allow others to grow and evolve in their own rhythm, their own pace, and according to their own choices. A teacher is never there to force anything upon someone else. And part of being a teacher, a true teacher, is the ability to let go, to let things be. You are just there to set an example, to radiate a certain frequency, and you can only do this if you steer away from being overly committed or even impatient, eager to help. All these psychological states kind of bring your frequency down, lower it. So, okay, I now addressed two issues that many of you lightworkers run into when you start to express your teacher self, so to speak. And I now would like to invite you to again become still and go into your heart space, which is so quiet and deep, not in a hurry, and it has faith, it has trust in life. It doesn't think too much. Again, now I ask you to repeat the words to yourself. I am a teacher. But now add the words, I am a teacher in training. I am learning to become a teacher. And as you say these words to yourself, notice how they affect you. And then ask yourself from this quiet space, what is my major issue? My stumbling block. What makes it difficult for me to peacefully express the teacher energy inside me? What emotion blocks me most? What makes it difficult to express this teacher frequency in my life? And take a deep breath. Allow the answer to come to you easily, lightly, without thinking too much. And to help you a little bit visualizing the issue or the blockage, imagine that you are standing on a stage in front of an audience, and these people are there to listen to you. They're really open to your energy, to your frequency. They are there to benefit from the pure love and compassion in your heart, your wisdom. So it's a safe place. And you are on this stage. How do you feel? If there is fear inside you, what is it about? And allow the wounded child inside you to tell you about this fear, about what holds you back. And allow it to tell you what you need to do to address this fear, to alleviate this fear. And remember, this is just as important as expressing your teacher's energy, addressing the wounded child is just as important. This is your twofold purpose in life. Address your inner wounds, express your purest frequency. And now, finally, go again to the middle of your heart space and simply ask yourself, what's my favorite way of expressing my light? That's another phrase, another word for teaching. What's my favorite way of teaching? Because there's so many ways of radiating out your frequency. It doesn't necessarily have to be through words. It can be done in multiple ways. You are a unique being. How does the purest part of you, your heart, how does it want to express itself to others, to the world? It doesn't have to happen in a spectacular way. It can happen in very subtle and quiet, almost invisible ways. So ask yourself, what's the most joyful, peaceful, meaningful way for me to express myself, to express my light? And I ask you to remember, as you go about your daily life, to remember this feeling, this sweetness. And as you start this new year, remember that what you truly long for is a sense of meaning and purpose that comes from within, that comes from your soul. Remember, you're a teacher in training. Have compassion with yourself. Love yourself. I greet you all. Happy New Year. And thank you for joining this meeting from the heart.